Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is not Emerson, and you're not either. But welcome to School Talk. Our main line, 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG. And I'm actually not sure what email he's using these days. So it used to be schooltalk1 at yahoo.com, but I think he started getting too much spam on that, so I think he changed it. So anyway, not sure on the email, but you know, it's part of the script I memorized for 16-17 seasons now, so I can't get it out of my head. Caesar, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Mr. Easter?
Good. Looks like Emerson is coming in right now, so we'll be making the transition here in just a second. But you know, we've got our great guest this morning. He is the superintendent of schools at the MSD of Wayne Township, Dr. Jeff Butts, with us. And Dr. Butts, good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to be here. It's the first of the school talk for the 2019-20 school year.
Yeah, yep, and we're off and running. And we got that thing over there, Caesar.
The Big Four.
The Out of the Darkness Walk, the suicide prevention, is at 12:30 p.m. Saturday, September 14th at the White River State Park Celebration Plaza. And School Talk with Emerson, which happens every Friday at 7:30 on Fridays. And the replays are on Sunday at 2 p.m. And this week's guest, of course, as you know, Dr. Buss, the superintendent of the MSD of Wayne Township. And then Ben Davis football is August 23rd. Ben Davis at Brownsburg. Kickoff starts at 7 p.m. and our coverage starts at 6 p.m. And then all of our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDGFM. And then make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at WBDGIndy. And then Inside Ben Davis Footballs are on Tuesday from 7 to 7:45 p.m. And that starts August 20th.
What's that thing we call that thing? We call that thing. We call that thing. Phone's dead, Dr. Butts. look.
You were making Mr. Easter sweat there, Emerson.
Look at my phone. It's dead. I don't have an alarm clock. I use my phone for my alarm clock. Don't get old. Dr. Butts is in the house. Good morning, Caesar.
Good morning, Emerson.
How you doing, Caesar?
Good, how are you?
Caesar, it's a weekend. What you gonna do?
I don't know. Honestly, I think I'm just going to kick back for the weekend. Band pictures are on Saturday, though.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do Saturday morning.
Band kids get no break. Kids get no breaks. You know that. You don't have a chance to kick back. Let's just kick in the drum or something. All right. Thank you. Awesome. Dr. Buss, awesome to have you back in the studio. Like you really need the invitation.
I don't know. You've got some pretty powerful guests on this show, Emerson. I'm just thrilled to be included in the lineup, and it's my pleasure to be here this morning.
Well, I'm the one that's pleasure to be here. It's because of you, the school board, Mr. Easter, and Mr. Goins, that I have an opportunity to interact with these young scholars every Friday morning since 2003. So push the magic button on that. So I take my hats off to all of you guys. Dr. Buss, as I get older, and I apologize for being a little telephone tardy, as I get older, I try to focus on making my life and the lives of others a little bit better. Older I get, things change. You look at things a different way. You don't see the things through the same prism. Maybe that comes from from getting older. You're not going on, is it 9 years?
Yeah, I've been superintendent January of 2011, so I am in my ninth year.
Ninth year?
Yeah.
Push the magic button, somebody. Push the magic button. Whoa! 9 years, dad, husband, son, superintendent, awesome friend. Your uncle was a superintendent for 19 years.
He was. You know, that was really, that was my inspiration. I knew when I was a junior in high school that I wanted to be a superintendent. And I went into education and pursued my degree, in my bachelor's degree in education, so that I could continue on and become a superintendent. That's what I always wanted to do. It's, I think, the greatest job in the world. And I'm working in the greatest district in the country. So, you know, everything has aligned for me. It's we've got a great school board, a great community. It's a great school district, and things, you know, I'll knock on this wood right now, but we're having a great start to the school year. Our enrollment right now is up a little bit. Mm-hmm. We're still, you know, we still have some students who are realizing that we're back in school, and so they're still enrolling, and we still have some students that have moved to other places that we have to track down, but right now, it's looking, enrollment-wise, looking pretty good. And I've had a chance to, yesterday I was with a group of superintendents at Butler University. And
that's, Go Dawgs!
And it actually went over to Hinkle Fieldhouse, was hoping to get a great picture on the court. They're doing a lot of renovations over there.
Okay.
It's putting in air conditioning and redoing the practice floor on the basketball court. And so, looks really good. Speaking of which, the Ben Davis High School basketball court looks phenomenal.
Huge.
That was one of
our
summer projects. You know, Emerson, 1965 is when that floor was first played on, when we opened up Ben Davis High School, this building here.
Mm-hmm.
And it had gotten to the point where we really just needed to replace that floor. And it was funny, I was talking to the superintendent from Milan, and,
mm-hmm.
and everybody knows Milan because that's the high school with the,
right.
the movie Hoosiers was based off of. I learned something yesterday I did not realize. That the previous year, showed the state championship for Hoosiers, the previous year Milan was in the top four. They were in the final four. So this was not their first trip to the field house, and was not their first time to.
Oh my goodness!
So it wasn't just a one year miracle, but it. Anyway, I was with that superintendent. She told me that they replaced their floor this year as well. Theirs was first played on in 1961. So they got four more years out of their floor than we did. But it definitely needed to be replaced. It was part of our 25-year preventative maintenance plan. I know it's not quite open yet. We're getting really close to that. But it looks beautiful. And I know that our community is going to be proud of the floor, proud of the new bleachers. Yeah. That
I saw that too.
Yep, they meet.
Yeah, and their safety.
Much safer. They meet ADA compliance. And they look great. So
that's great. Well, when I talk about focus, and then those things are so important. When I talk about my focus, your focus, was it in your DNA as a young person to be that person to help our young people like you are?
I believe it was. My family, my parents raised me to always be conscientious of what others are doing, what others are feeling, to be the very best that I could be. And so at a very young age, I became a camp counselor. I was always the one in class that was kind of trying to help the teacher and mm-hmm. be that example and help my other classmates to do certain things. I don't know if it was because I was the oldest in my family, but my family always raised me to do everything with pride. And with humility and mm-hmm. honesty and all of those things and to give back. And work ethic was something that was extremely important to my family that my dad taught me and my mother taught me. I had a chance to spend quite a bit of time with my grandfather before he passed, and he had some of those same lessons. I come from a farming family, Emerson. I don't know if you knew that, but so I spent a lot of time on the farm when I was a kid.
Slough those hogs!
Yeah. We lived in the city, but all of my relatives lived out on the farms.
Yeah.
And so
hard work.
It's hard work, but I'll tell you, it's and unfortunately, and I share this with people, my family, you know, they operate on a handshake. Back when I was a kid, I saw a lot of that go on. They didn't have to have lengthy contracts and agreements and those kinds of things. If the handshake was made and they said something was going to happen,
it's going to happen.
And so, you know, I think that that's helped me along the way too, to have that trust in people.
I bring that up because there was a purpose to that and a mission and a method to my madness. For young folks to understand that Rome was not built in a day. You are not Dr. Butts because someone gave you a degree. Or take it back, you earned a degree from Milken and other schools. You earned a degree. This is something that was instilled to you at a young age. And our days in today's society where there's so much distraction, I really wanted the young people to understand that greatness, and I'll just say it, you're a great man.
Well,
you're a great man. You're doing great things. I mean, I'm going to some more things later, but they need to understand that it starts while you're young, before you're eye to eye with your parents, before you get out on your first job, before you get out there in the world. This has got to be in you to be that individual that's going to help someone have a better life that we really are looking forward to nowadays.
Yeah, well, and thank you for that. You know, I'm surrounded by great people. I've had great opportunities. You know, I think sometimes we make our own opportunities, and so I was in the right place, the right time, and did the right things. But I would also, for our students and others that are listening, I tell our seniors and I tell our students when I talk to them that you're going to graduate from college if you go to college at, you know, early 20s. If you go straight into the workforce out of high school, you're going to be late teens. We typically don't retire. People don't retire until their mid-60s or later as
yep.
we go on.
Yeah, buddy.
And so you're looking at almost 40 years of work and 40 years of your career and making a living and living out that work life that we have. So early on, and that's one of the things we try to do here in Wayne Township, is help people to find their pathway, help people to find that thing that makes them passionate yeah. about what they do, because if you have to do it every single day, you mm-hmm. better love what you do.
Yeah.
Because that has to drive you every morning. And if you what you do doesn't get you out of bed in the morning,
yeah.
oh, what a miserable 40 years of work you're
yeah.
going to have.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, being able to work in the school system, being able to work with other people and work and make a difference in people's lives, that gets me out of bed every morning.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get to work.
Speaking of work, bus driver? You used to be a bus driver?
I drove a bus. I did. Yeah.
I caught that one.
So, you know, again, interesting set of circumstances. I was, I grew up driving big trucks on the farm, and so it wasn't any big deal for me to drive a school bus. Just had to, you know, go through and get my chauffeur's license and my CDL. So, my first principalship, there was an opportunity. I was newly married, been married a couple years, had a new son, or, you know, my son was just born. We had just purchased our first home, and I had an opportunity to make a few extra dollars. And so the school district that I was from allowed me to drive a school bus before and after school, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and make a little extra money, drive that school bus, and yeah, it was great.
I thought that was so cool. Before I get to what's going on this year, what's happening, Great and Wayne, I'm going to clear the board for 30 seconds. I want to ponder this one before we can come back on the other side. What was your biggest crisis you had to tackle in your 9 years since you've been here? Think about that before I come back on School Talk.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Talk about the biggest fan, Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, biggest fan, Dr. Bus, the superintendent of Wayne Township Schools. In our break, we talk about he also drove the fan bus, the fan bus to the games.
Yeah, you know, it was a great way for me to get our students to the away basketball and football games, and for me to go to the games as well. And, yeah, so we had a fan bus that I had the opportunity to drive, and those were good times.
I love it. Okay, what was in your 9 years, what has been your biggest crisis you had to tackle in your 9 years at Super?
You know, I think so there's been a number of different things that we've had an opportunity to work on. I think the largest one probably was my first week as superintendent. My first week as superintendent, we had a situation happen here in the district that you know, caused a lot of people to be concerned, it had to do with money. And we very quickly, we being the superintendent's cabinet and myself, had to very quickly establish a communication plan that we could get out and get to all 18 buildings in a one-day period and make sure that we communicated what was going on and what we were going to do about it to all of our staff. And, you know, 2,300 staff, 18 schools, 24 buildings, that was a pretty big task for us to make sure that we got out and we're transparent, we're honest with what was going on. And then, you know, I tell people we lost the confidence of our community overnight, and with that situation, and rebuilding that, and it took a long time. Yeah. It took months to rebuild that confidence in from our community in our schools. And I think that also, though, was a great opportunity for us to create a culture and for us to really reestablish relationships in the community and to become better than we were before. And that's what we try to do with every crisis that happens. Some crises are small and they don't, you know, they don't really get a whole lot of attention other than, you know, the people that are involved with it, and some are fairly large. And with each one of those, the goal is to take care of the situation, to make sure that we're taking care of the people involved. And then on the other side, that we're better. We're better than we were before the crisis happened. And I would say that in each one of the situations we've gone through, that's the case. Most recently, obviously, the referendum, the second referendum that we just had, that was a big one. And my biggest concern with that piece was, one, what would happen if we didn't pass the referendum? What would happen if we had to close those schools and shut down those programs and reduce the services that we offer to our students? I mean, the numbers that are coming in right now, Emerson, from the class of 2019 are unbelievable. This last graduating class did phenomenal things. And while those numbers aren't finalized, we're going to see historic graduation rates here. BDU just had a historic number of students who earned their associate degrees. 94% earned their associate degrees. Now, that's incredible. 100% graduated with a high school diploma. 93% had both a technical and academic honors diploma. We had more scholarships offered here at Ben Davis High School. We had a higher graduation rate. You know, all of those things are happening, and they happen not because of things. They happen because of the people that work here. They happen because of the supports that we can provide. And so I was really nervous during this last referendum, and it was a lot harder the second time than it was the first. And so with that, we also understand our community is pretty clear. We do not have an open checkbook, and so our new CFO, Barry Gardner, and I have been working very closely with the cabinet, the board, and our administrative team. He's putting some great things together. I'm really excited about the potential that we have to be less reliant on the referendum here in the next 4 years, and that's really our goal, is if we can't eliminate it, at least to reduce it and ask our public to continue to support us, but at a lower rate.
Right. I know one thing about the support from the schools. I have four daughters, I said one has a master's degree, two got bachelor's degrees, and those three did go to Ben Davis High School. And the foundation they got here was the start of their future. And if the kids don't, and young scholars don't get a good foundation, it can really mess up your future. I mean, if like I've told folks this, if I went through high school back in the day in 1970-71, if they had the resources, and Ben Davis was back in that day, I would have stayed in high school and got all the things that are here to offer at Ben Davis High School. So I hope the young folks heard what you said and take advantage of everything that you said, because it's definitely your catalyst for the future.
Yeah, well, until that end, over the next several weeks, we're going to have the opportunity to recognize the students who earned all straight A's over the 2018-19 school year. 940-plus students, all straight A's. No B's, A's in every class.
No one-legged A's.
And the only reason that happens, one, the students have to work hard. But two, their family has made education important in their home. And so when we have that relationship between our schools and there our home, and the parents are working closely with the teachers, and we're reinforcing what's happening in the classroom, in the home, and we're able to do those things for our students, It just means that our students have a better opportunity, better supports to be successful. And as you said, that foundation starts early on. It starts with our preschool, the 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds that are in our preschool, and it works all the way through our elementaries, to our junior highs, to our ninth grade center, to the high schools. And if we can continue to build upon that, then that student just gets more academically stronger each and every year. So the brain's a muscle, right? Yeah. The brain's like anything else. The more you work it, the stronger it gets. And so
that's so true.
We keep telling people, you know, that foundation is critically important.
We talked about your crisis, and I'm going to read a quote here, and it might answer the other side of that coin about your favorite thing. Here's the quote. You've been quoted in the world's greatest high school publication, the Ben Davis Spotlight. Uh-huh. And here's the quote. My favorite thing is being able to get in and see all the amazing things our students are doing. More quotes. So when I get to go to performances, class presentations that are happening, when I get to go to things like Arts Alive and Sweat and Top 30 Banquets, or a choir concert for our elementary students, or a carnival that one of our students are having, those are the things that I really love about my job. End quote. Enough said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we do what we do. I was telling people just two weeks ago, I had an opportunity to fly out to Los Angeles to be involved in a professional development opportunity, I wanted to make sure that I could get back in time, and so the company that I was with was willing to pay a certain amount for my plane ticket, mm-hmm. And take care of the hotel room, so there was no cost to the district. But mm-hmm. I wanted to get back as early Saturday morning as I could, and they were going to get me back at 10 o'clock. And I said, "That's I can't do that. It's not acceptable." And so they said, "Well, we can get you this other ticket, but you're going to have to pay some money." I said, "That's fine." So mm-hmm. I flew the red eye back so I could get here at 5:30. Because we had 6 different things going on in this district that I wanted to, and the first one was the Flapjacks 5K, which was, you know, Indy Gateway host to support the B&O Trail right here through Wayne Township. And so I paid extra money so I could get back here so that I could be involved in our community and go to those events on Saturday, this past Saturday morning. We had some community events. We had a high school graduation party that, so I thought, August 3rd, we're having, one of our seniors had a graduation party on August 3rd. Mm. So being involved in this community, being involved with the things that our students are doing, those are my favorite things.
Your wife ever see you?
You know, I could not do what I do without the support that she gives me. She's an amazing person. You know, Tammy is my wife, is involved with the district as well. She mm-hmm. she runs our host program, and recruits 1,000 mentors a year to come in and work with our second and mm-hmm. third grade readers. But without her support, there mm-hmm. is no way I could do what I do.
Hats off to Dr. Bus. Yeah. Man, I would say something about his partner. put the magic button, because I would say if I was at home, I'd say Main Street, but I can't say that. But that's just cream in his coffee, y'all.
Well, so. and I'd be remiss if I didn't say, and Tammy and I were very intentional, and this is to all of our parents that are out there listening, and even our young people as they start to get, you know, be more involved in relationships and start becoming more serious as their life goes on. You have to work as hard at your relationship, at your marriage, mm-hmm. than as you do in anything else you do.
Right.
Right. It's not a 50-50.
No.
I've heard that analogy many times. It's a 75-75 or a 90-90. You've got to give more than you expect back. But we became very intentional several years ago when we realized the schedules we were on, that we made time for ourselves, that we made time for our marriage, and we intentionally go on a date night every week. So mm-hmm. even if it's just one night a week, we are away from work and spending time together and making sure that we are taking care of our marriage.
All right, Grandpa. I got to ask a question, Grandpa, because I know you're a grandpa because you got 2 granddaughters. Yeah, no, it's one granddaughter. It's one granddaughter,
yep.
And a daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's it like being a grandpa, Grandpa?
You know, I don't feel like a grandpa. I don't think I look like a grandpa, although Caesar may say differently. I still look in the mirror and see somebody pretty young, so. No, it's what a great experience, and to be able to see the joy of discovering firsts, and you know, and just the curiosity that exists with you know, with toddlers, and it's a great experience.
I was at work the other day, and one of my coworkers said, "This is his second job." I started to laugh. I said, "Second job, gosh!" But I say, "So young, so long ago." But anyway, that's another show. Okay, 2019, 2020, Ben Davis High School, Wayne Township. What's going on? What's going? Anything special coming down? Anything that we can shout out? We can look forward to besides more excellence.
We don't have any real big, you know, breakthrough initiatives this year. We are continuing on with the work that we have going, that we've begun. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue to focus on our social and emotional learning that began last year through our Richard Fairbanks grant. We're going to continue to focus on improving opportunities for our students to meet the graduation pathways here mm-hmm. at the high school level. I think the thing that you know, we're really trying to work through are some of the issues that are happening out in society that are filtering into our classrooms. And you know, all you need to do is turn on the TV, watch the news, read the newspaper, to know that there's a lot of unrest going on, and it impacts many of our families, especially those who are you know, that have come to us from different countries, that are immigrants, that you know, are faced with some of the realities of what's going on across the country. And so we're working hard with our families. We have, you know, we speak 70-plus languages. We have, you know, over 2,500 immigrants in this district. We are continuing to change demographically, and it's just a great opportunity for us to embrace the differences that we have and to work through those and in the end help our young people to be able to work together and to maybe go out of Wayne Township and make a difference. We'd love for all of our graduates to come back and live here. But we know that going out, the experiences that they have here at Ben Davis High School, Ben Davis University High School, throughout Wayne Township, just helps them to be prepared for this craziness that's going on in our country.
Yeah, I was watching the news the other day, and this one commentator, and I can't think of his name right now, but he made a very interesting comment, so profound to me, and it stood out. I had to put it on Twitter, and you're all over Twitter. That's a heck of a tool.
It is.
Where's Dr. Butts at today? That's another show. But anyway, we were talking about gun violence, and he said one of the common denominator in all of it was the individual who chose to solve a problem using a gun. Mm-hmm. That was a common denominator in every single case involving gun violence, that the individual who had the gun chose to solve a particular problem or tackle or interact or get involved or use any word you want, a problem with a gun. Mm-hmm. And the results are always terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's some things I might focus in just in a few months, but because that is so profound, and if you just think about that for a second, and you found a different way to deal with the issue, how many lives could have been saved? That's another show.
Well, it is very scary, and I, you know, I had a really tough conversation with one of our employees this week about a situation that happened in our community that was, you know, that dealt with race and racism, and it was interesting because as part of that conversation, the comment was made, what if they have a gun? And I think it is very scary when you look at what's happening across this country. You look at what's happening not just in schoolhouses but in churches, at shopping centers, at you know, at large venues outside. For whatever reason, people are deciding to use violence solve their problem. Yeah. You know, I saw another situation that happened recently with a knife, and there were multiple people killed at this place with a knife. So it's weapons in general, and I think, quite frankly, it has to do with some mental health issues, and that's one of the reasons that we're focusing here in Wayne Township on mental health. That's we're working on social and emotional learning so we can help people to work together and figure out how to resolve their conflict without having to resort to violence. And we're going to do it one student at a time. We're going to do it one situation at a time. And our hope is that, you know, as that ripple effect happens, our students can make an impact in this across the state and across this country.
What do you say to people who say, we're almost out of time, what do you say to other people who say, nah, that happens to other people, that don't happen to us, mm-hmm. that won't happen to us, mm-hmm. that won't happen to us?
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's easy to kind of become complacent when things are happening other places and not here. We are working very hard to make sure that we have the safest environment possible. Yeah. We've updated safety plans. We have new technology that's helping us with emergency preparedness. We're working with our first responders. We continue to apply for our safety grants. We continue to run drills, and this year we're going to be running different drills than we have in the past as a result of the technology that we've purchased, and just trying to make our yeah. environment as safe as it possibly can. We can't, you know, if somebody wants to create harm, they're going to do everything in their power yeah. to do that. Our responsibility and what we want to make sure that we're ready for is that we can react to that quickly, and that we can minimize any impact that will have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a lot of craziness yeah. in this yeah. world, and yeah. A lot of people that mean to do harm, and they know, you know, that there's large gatherings of people
yeah.
in schoolhouses.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And folks, that's why we don't want it to happen to us, and that's what we're doing, so it don't happen to us. Because it could. It is a crazy world, but the people don't say life is just so doggone short. Dude, it's just so doggone short. I'm 64, and it's so doggone short. I got so much more I wanted to do. And Bill Clinton said it best when he said, I have more yesterdays than tomorrows. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, he said some other stupid stuff, but that was so cool when he said I am saying that. You know, I do have more. I have more yesterdays than tomorrow. And I want tomorrow to be great. And every young person in hearing my voice should want the best for themselves and their family for tomorrow. So you see something, say something.
That's right. That's our greatest tool. Yeah. Our greatest tool are the students that we have. And, you know, when they see something or when they are, you'll believe that there's something that may be happening that they're hearing about. If they let one of our staff know. That's critically important, and we can yeah. take care of those things.
Yeah. Anything in parting before I let you go back and do what you got to do? Go back out there and be somewhere, and we'll know where you're going to be because you're all over Twitter.
Well, you know, this is so fun to be in the 2019-20 school year. I love summer, but summer gets pretty quiet around these buildings, and these buildings are meant to be hustling and bustling with student activity, and it's great to see almost 16,500 students back in our building, excited and learning. And I will mention also we're super excited this 2019-20 school year. We now are full community eligible program district, meaning that every single student in our district is getting a free breakfast and a free lunch. We qualified.
We qualified for
that. But we're also we're trying to communicate very, very often and clearly as well that doesn't cover textbooks. So if a family still needs help with textbooks, mm-hmm. they still need to fill out that free or reduced application so that they can get help with that textbook side. And so they don't have to fill an application out for breakfast or lunch, but yeah. they do for textbooks.
That is awesome. Folks don't understand that, you know, you can't function, you can't think if you're hungry, period. I mean, also, back in the day, they used to say, like, way to a man's heart was through his stomach. So there's a lot going on down there, y'all. So you got to feed these young folks so they can be leaders of tomorrow. That is awesome. That is great. That is cool. Dr. Bus, we always appreciate you.
Emerson, I appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to do it, you know. And I'll see you out there on Twitter because you got your faces all smiling and stuff with the kids and stuff. And you can tell you can really – they said, we're paying this guy to do this. He's having too much fun. We need to have a meeting. He's having too much fun doing what he's doing. But we appreciate it. It shows all on your face.
Hey, thank you so much.
High five.
Good to be here.
All right, we got to get
Caesar,
out of here.
Caesar, great job.
Thank you.
Caesar, great job. You got a shout out from the man, Dr. Butts. All right, to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, you're going to be giving back. And so remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay, be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Copy Dr. Butts. You can't go wrong. Drive a bus. Drive the school bus. Drive the sports bus. Go dig a ditch. No, well, at home again. But do something positive. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I still see some sagging out there. It ain't bad as it used to be, Dr. Bus. But there's still some young men. No, and I see young women sagging. That don't make no sense. That don't push. I can't push that button. But I can push that button. That don't make no sense. The views expressed on school don't necessarily not the views of MSD of Wayne Township, Chat 90.9, or WBDG. They're my views and views of my guests. So next week, I got somebody next week. I got the MIC. Oh, wait a minute. I got big news. The MIC Network on my show next week, but I won't be here. I'm going to Detroit, Dr. Butt.
Are you?
I'm going to visit my family. I've been to Detroit for the second time to see my mama's side of the family.
That'll be a good visit.
Yeah, because, you know, that's something, you know, you don't know who your family is.
Yeah.
You know, you need to go check them out. So I'm going for my second time to Detroit to see my family. So, Caesar, you probably be running the show. But the MIC Network be on next week, so it should be an awesome show. I'm going to try to catch them from out there in Michigan. So until then, see you next week on, well, I won't see you, but Caesar will, on School Talk.